During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Niggas who don't know nothing about women.
No.
They
don't know shit about that shit.
Out the way.
Stay out the way. Well, I be out the way, man.
I definitely be. I be like, man, shit.
I hang around niggas not from here, man. Bro, you got a problem with us?
I met one person. Two. Erica Dutch is being one of them. Okay. That was 100% from Atlanta, bro.
You probably got you set up. That nigga don't trust nobody.
Hey, I swear to God, dog.
He done took the red oak and ran off. Right.
Not red oak.
Oh, like everybody I meet be like, I've been living here 10 years, 15, or I just moved here. So I be like, y'all like me. Like, y'all don't really know nothing.
Nah, somebody who done been here 15 years, they know something.
They should.
Enough. Yeah, they supposed to.
But you know. But I ain't know the difference. Y'all told me the difference
been here
between...
three, though.
Yeah, three. But I be leaving and stuff, too, though, so it don't be like, you know what I'm saying? I use GPS for everything. I still don't be knowing. I don't even know right now what's the difference between Bankhead and Buckhead.
That's where you fucking up at.
I know what I'm bad, but I can't tell you which one bad.
Shit, both of them bad.
You probably
said Buckhead worse than Bankhead, goddamn shit.
So I don't know, bro, but somebody had told me before, like, one was good, one was bad. That's what I was told. Nah, that's how you know it was somebody that wasn't from here.
Both of them bad, but one better.
And now that, and you might not see it, but it's Donald Lee Hollowell, but it's still goddamn Bankhead. He probably looks.
He wanted, yeah. He looking for the word so, Bankhead.
What was that one? That studio y'all was at that I came when
that
I first
was on Bankhead.
That was on Bankhead.
Yeah.
So that means somebody told me Buckhead was good then. Because Buckhead is the ghetto, the hood, good, right? But, I know that shit was hood, because I seen plenty of crackheads and people pushing carts, all type of shit when I was outside that studio. So I knew that was hood. It was ghetto as hell over there. I was like, man.
Shit, they were pushing carts, they were getting money.
What?
Ain't no telling what they were selling.
Yeah, y'all are different, bro. I went on Edgewood for the first time, bro. It was like.
When was this?
What you mean, when was this? On Edgewood?
Yeah.
Like, I've been on Edgewood plenty of times. First time I
you
went on.
You said for the first time.
That was. I'm saying.
That nigga,
no,
shut up, dog. Tell him a story.
No, look. That was like when
nigga, I've been a lot.
that was like last year. So I moved here in 2019. So I'm saying, like, yeah, that was probably like last year. But it was they had like a Saturday or something. It used to be a whole bunch of people out there on Saturday.
I didn't know that.
But it was niggas hanging out the car with big ass choppers and shit. Like, what the fuck,
bro? This is not Vlad TV.
What?
Stop.
I'm saying the niggas lame, man. I was the biggest, but shit, I was scared for my life, nigga.
Motherfucker got me down here with the niggas hanging out the car. I'm like, yeah.
I ain't start shit, man. Y'all niggas need some safer shit. And the police was on the corner just watching the nigga, bro. That gonna fuck me up. I'm like, nigga, I was safe when I seen the cop. The nigga rolled past the cop, like, yeah.
What the cop, we gonna do?
What the hell, nigga?
The cop better shut the fuck up.
And then everybody did
a mile.
Bro, everybody did a little stampede run.
You're not gonna do anything?
Like, I'm just walking. I see the whole Edgewood running one way and shit. I'm trying to look like, what the fuck going on? I start running with them. I left the bitch eyes with that thing. I took off. I ain't lying. You on your own. Y'all gonna be mad at me, nigga. I'm ready to live, nigga.
Well, where else you been?
Where else you mean? Where else I been?
You done went
to Edgewood. Shit, that's the only thing I know. It was a whole bunch of crackheads down there, too, on Edgewood, bro. It was like an apocalypse of bums, bro. Like, they was on every 5 seconds, bro. Like,
that's
just bums.
Play the bar hop and shit.
I swear to God, I was scared. Niggas parking your car for you and shit, bro. I'm like, I learned that right away.
There's some dope bars out there, man.
I didn't know that, huh?
Some dope bars on Edgewood, man. Shout out our bro.
Nah, y'all, I fuck with them. I still go down there.
Out there.
They still be finessing.
What you call it? Got a spot out there?
Who that?
I don't know.
Who? I ain't talking about the niggas that own shit. I'm talking about the niggas just outside walking around.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
ain't supposed to go inside.
Nigga, like, I gotta walk to go inside.
Yeah.
But before I walked there, I seen all that shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And you still went in?
Yeah. Bro, Milwaukee ghetto as hell, too. It's just a different type of ghetto down here, bro. Y'all niggas different. Milwaukee ghetto as hell.
So you were hoping the police stopped the nigga who had the gun?
You said that I what?
You were hoping the police be like, hey, put that
bro,
in the car.
Nigga, bro, it wasn't just him. It was more than one. Hell yeah, nigga.
The nigga I was with.
Hey,
but you know we don't do that down here.
Like, I mean, no, listen, I ain't saying that. But I'm saying the nigga I was with, I thought I was the toughest nigga in the world. And he ran before me. This is a true story. That nigga took off. I'm like, nigga, you be talking all that shit.
What are you going to do?
What you mean, nigga? The way he talked, nigga, I thought that nigga was gonna be like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? That nigga ran first. That's
what
made
me run. Milwaukee, too, now. The police had a bungee cord holding the hood down on the front of the truck. Yeah. Milwaukee. I was just up there.
No, they be nigga, hey, well, anytime I tell somebody I'm from Milwaukee, they be like, it's black people down there? They think it's white people, cows, and farms. I'm like, bro, it's ghetto as hell in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee. All the snow dirty in Milwaukee.
It is. It is dirty ass banks of snow. So a black snow, bro. We got black snow. We don't got white snow.
I fuck with Milwaukee though, but not in the wintertime. They show love. I just was up there. It was cool. That shit be so cold. It make your fucking face hurt. Like,
see, I'm used to it, bro, cause I was born and raised there. So it's like we just put on coats and snow suits and shit and just be outside in the snow.
Fuck that.
I got down here. This was like the best weather in the world. Like when it be like 50 degrees, people be like, it's cold. I'm like, what? Like, that's like great weather in Milwaukee.
Nigga, it's so damn hot right now.
100. 110 over there in Athens, you know? That's what the heat index feel like. Nigga, I walked outside today for 30 seconds. I was like, what the fuck is going on out here? It make you, what the fuck I'm doing out here? I got back in, man.
Bro.
This might fuck around and be the end. This shit hot as fuck.
We getting closer to the sun.
Man, that motherfucker right here, boy.
Why y'all ain't used to that though, bro? Y'all,
he ain't been hot like this on normal summer.
Nah, but y'all heat still different than Atlanta heat, bro. Like, I swear to God, Atlanta heat way different than other, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, other places is hot, but y'all heat different.
I'm aware of what you saying, but we not even used to what's going on right now.
Yeah, we knew it was gonna be hot, but yeah. this is not normal.
This August type shit already.
Yeah, this early on.
That's crazy.
We need some clouds around this.
So it'll be hot. It still be hot in August, like this type of heat. Hell, that's what I'm saying.
It'll be hot in August.
No, I'm saying, but walk
this. It's gonna be the hottest around. August.
Nigga, you look, still in America. You acting like you from Brazil or some shit.
No, nigga, I'm just saying in Milwaukee though, bro, like around August, that's when it started getting cold. We know the cold weather finna start hitting back. Oh.
Yeah, they summer be a month and a half.
Yeah, we don't get a long summer. For 2 months at the most, bro.
No.
It's like, that's it. The rest of that shit is snow and like cool
fall,
weather.
My favorite season anyway.
Y'all niggas don't know shit about no weather. Hey, man, welcome back to the next episode. Let's go. Yeah. For my favorite.
Disrespect my country.
Y'all don't know shit about no damn weather, man.
What's your favorite season?
I ain't no fucking favorite season, man.
You what? Can't ask a nigga in favorite season?
Hell nah, man.
That's your favorite season.
Ask me no sensitive ass
man, what's your
shit like
favorite?
Paul?
What's your favorite season?
What the fuck you need this information for, my boy?
You a spring dude?
Summer. You a spring dude.
Man. I thought you was a winter type of nigga.
You be asking some weird shit. That's being weird, man.
I'm saying, what type of weather you like?
He throw a curveball. He always throw a curveball.
Listen to him, bro.
Well, see, Clay to get it there. He explain all the seasons, then he'll answer the question.
Hold on, man. Let me introduce
you. You answered it.
Hey, man, we got some special guests with us in the trap today.
Yeah.
We got Cheating Ass Mary.
Yeah, let's go.
We got dude right here. Nah, what's
Nam
up,
bro?
Nam Realm again?
Yeah. No, I'm just, you ain't been here.
Oh, yeah. Not by choice. I've been wanting to come here.
You been on some other shit. You been on tour, ain't you? Been on tour.
Play cold.
What you represent? Where you get the 85 South shirt from?
I still had it at the house.
Oh, okay. You ain't got your other shirt?
Shit, I got a few of them.
No, I'm just saying, for your other tour you on.
Oh, you know. Shout out to the High Mafia.
Yeah.
I had a couple dates.
Hell yeah.
When I'm back home, baby.
This is gonna be extra hell. Cheating and marrying, you got a reputation bad, man. Black men don't cheat.
Man, you crazy.
You didn't get caught up a few times.
I ain't never got caught.
The dog got put out.
Yeah, I ain't never got caught, though. Yeah, the dog got put out. I ain't never got caught,
Well, you
though.
Keep getting accused.
Yeah, I'm getting accused. I ain't never got caught. It don't matter what she say. She ain't see me doing nothing.
But you had a whole ass baby.
What that mean?
It don't mean shit, but it's hard to hide a baby, my nigga.
Bro, like, y'all don't understand, dog. Like, first of all, she wasn't even supposed to come home. Yeah, she wasn't supposed to be at home yet now.
That's your first of all.
Yeah, she wasn't supposed to be at home. She was her ass supposed to be at work. What you mean, the least of all? She wasn't supposed to be at home, my boy. She's supposed to be at work. So I felt like I'd get away with it. That's the thing. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all say black men don't cheat. We all cheat.
Damn. Who is we?
Me and Nav.
Shit, not me. My baby mama watching this shit.
Me and Nav, man. You done told me some stories, boy.
Y'all back together?
Right now, Will.
Dog said that.
Shit had slowed up this year.
I told you to stop moving out every time y'all fall out, didn't it?
That shit get expensive. I just told him to move it.
Just told you.
No, he move out every time he
move out. He move everything.
Every time you get into it.
Well, what's up?
Dog said he move every time he get. What?
You ain't got to worry about me.
This shit'll be out of here by
Where
Thursday.
You be going, though? Where you be going, though? I
don't
know.
Tell him, because he going to start going.
He going to go try to...
This nigga just leave.
I told him that shit a while ago. I was like, stop leaving every time y'all fall out, man. Go in your room and turn the game on.
I said that, man. Like, sometimes
you want to come back. Don't move all your shit out.
Sometimes I just want to get away from that shit. I did that before, but I ended up right back, too. Because where I was like staying at wasn't, I was like, nah, I can't stay at this, I can't stay here either.
Right. You had moved to another girl?
Nah, I was staying with my homie, and he wasn't clean, so that's why I went back home. Like, it's true story.
You ain't his shit.
Yeah, it don't matter, though. It don't matter, nigga. You still supposed to be clean, nigga. That house was dirty as hell. I'm like, I'm gonna go back home.
He gonna shoot see this shit and be like, yo, do me like that in front of all the people.
I ain't saying his name. I could have said his name, but I ain't saying no name.
They knew you was staying with me.
I'm the only nigga who let you come stay, nigga.
Nah, yeah, he did, though. He let me, I had two dogs, too. He let me bring two dogs.
Oh, you did that shit, nigga.
No, that ain't why the dog. That ain't why. I kept my dogs clean.
Any nigga that was like, yeah, you bring both them dogs. Yeah, you knew he nasty.
That what he said?
That was your only option, bro.
No, that's a true story, bro. I told him, I said, bro, I can't do this shit no more, man. I got to move. He said, pull up by me, bro. You can stay here for a couple days. I said, I got my dogs with me. I was like, both of them.
He said, don't fuck about no dogs.
Yeah, that's what he said, though.
I shit on
that's what
floor.
He said. No, said
he didn't say that. He didn't say
get the dogs out of here. Me too.
Bro, you got to be a different type of animal lover. You leave a bitch house and you take the dogs, too.
Bro, I love my dogs.
Negotiate. Look, I'm going to come back and get the dog, but I need to get myself
but straight. But she kicked the dogs out, too, though. She wasn't trying to let me leave the dog. But I'm going to tell you how it happened. This is true, bro. Like,
but whoever get the dogs win the breakup. So how this nigga tried to pull that shit, so how we going to split the dogs up?
Dog said that. Nah, man.
What kind of dogs are they, man?
It's a French bulldog. First of all, they call it. It's a French bulldog and an English bulldog.
Oh, you
so I wasn't leaving
dog.
Her. I ain't know what she was gonna do with them.
Was you breeding them?
Nah, I just bought. I love dogs in real life. I was raised with dogs, bro.
So you just.
I love dogs, bro. What's wrong with me loving dogs, bro? I love dogs.
What do you mean you was raised with dogs?
No, I was raised with dogs, bro. Like, my dad. No, my whole life I grew up with dogs, bro. My pops
was in the
dog.
You was in the look.
No, bro. I was raised with dogs. Hey. I was in the kennel with the mother. I'm just saying.
Hey, nigga, I was murdered with dogs.
I can't drink no water.
No, man, my daddy always had dogs when I was growing up, so I just grew a love for dogs, so I always wanted a dog, bro. So, you know what I'm saying?
So you got two.
I got two.
And you got kicked out with
I got kicked out, but she was picking fights, bro. Like, I was in the bathroom, bro, and I came out. She was like, the dog won't go in the cage. This is a true story. I swear to God, she complained about the dog not going in the cage, because he always do that. And I'm like, he always do that. What you tripping for? She was like, well, you... I don't give a fuck. We got to argue. She's like, well, you can go in the dog. And because my pride was kicked in, because my homie was with me, one of my homies was with me. I didn't really want to leave. I ain't going to lie to you. But my homie was with me, so I had like I had somewhere to go and shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'll take my dog. And I got in the car. We was in that bitch thinking like a motherfucker. Like, bro, he like, bro, you want to do something? Like,
we was in the car.
Yeah, because I'm like, man, fuck. I'm like, man, fuck that bitch, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a
fuck. And that nigga said no to letting you stay with him with them
dogs.
Nah,
but the nigga that was with me, he had just moved out here, so he ain't had nowhere to go either. He was staying there with me and her. This is a real story.
Oh, I know he like this nigga fucking up. He not like, his ass.
No, this true, bro. I swear to God, bro. So,
you gotta make this work for us.
He's trying to tell me, but I ain't thinking about it.
You got a dog, you got one French bulldog, bro. And a nigga.
And the English, the nigga trying to tell me to calm down in the car and shit. Like, he ain't nowhere to go. He like, man, just calm down. I'm like, man, fuck that bitch, man. I'm mad as hell, bro. Then that's my homie hit me up trying to talk about a club. Like, I'm like, bro, man, fuck, I'm gone. He said, come to the club.
So you was at the club, homie.
I never went to the club. I was in the car with my homie, right? And then when he hit me, he was calling me because I was supposed to meet them at the club. This all happened that same night.
This sounds like a good ass move on Tuesday.
So he told me, yeah, like, no, this real shit.
Why you trying to impress a nigga? You showed up because your homie was with you.
Nah, bro,
and he
mad,
didn't even
bro.
Want him to show up.
Yeah, I know, nigga, but it's like it was.
You should have asked him to leave. So what she
like,
say that made
him? Step out for a second.
Duh, I said,
hey, bitch, why you put him in our bed?
Y'all ain't arguing in the bedroom.
Oh, man,
y'all just
no, because she don't ever like to argue in the bedroom. She that person like to argue in front of everybody and shit. Like, she want to try to front you and shit. So I had to get
you in a toxic relationship.
We're just trying to get you some therapy, man.
No, I don't need no goddamn.
We've seen your chronicles online.
No, man, that ain't, man.
Your exploits.
Look at dog.
Now you can't let a nigga stay with you, man. Yeah. Hell no.
Cause she probably was already mad about that, so she used the dog to flip the situation.
Nah,
you gotta
talk
understand
to
how about
nigga take up space different than furniture.
Yeah, but that nigga paying his weight though. Like I told that man,
but
like you can't
find
you gotta pay.
Any reason not to let you stay at their house though, boy. Hey, yeah, what about that empty room you got?
Nah.
Nigga, that's my office. But ain't nothing in there but an air mattress. Don't worry about how I do my work. Hey, man.
That's what he was doing.
I'm
going
to start my little t-shirt business. Man. Now I'm going to have all my shit in there.
Nah, man. My grandma's staying with me right now, bro.
Yeah.
We was just at the crib smoking blunts this morning. Just got here. Yeah. Oxygen tank, dog. Yeah.
Shit. Nah, you can't back to everybody. I got a family like that, though. When they hit you with that sob-ass story, I be knowing what time it is.
So how long you stayed at the nasty nigga?
Why you keep like, bringing that up?
Like a month. I was gone a lot, though. You know what I'm saying? I used to go there and let my dogs out, feed them and stuff, and then I leave.
So you basically just found housing for the dogs and so played the chess.
So you a deadbeat dog.
Nigga. I know, nigga. My dogs is perfect in perfect shape. I'm a deadbeat dog.
You talking about you go there and walk them and leave.
Yeah. Bro, I feed them, give them water, I walk,
nigga,
I give them time.
Nigga, they need time and attention, nigga.
Bro, that's why they love me. I give them time and attention. Yeah. Man, you niggas don't even got dogs.
We know how to do.
We know how to treat them.
We don't have dogs because we know how much it takes to love a dog properly.
Bro, I love my dogs properly, man. I've been taking my dog on the road.
Where are the dogs now, sir? Sir, when the white people hear this, they're going to be like, where are the dogs now?
He left them in the car.
No, they're not in the car.
Oh, my God.
Bro, my dog's at home, and they happy as hell right now, man.
How you know?
Because I know, bro. I've been with them.
FaceTime them.
Dog said FaceTime.
Your dog's going to have an iPhone? Wow. What type of dog owner are you?
Bro, I'm a great dog owner, man.
You
want
to keep track of your dog?
Yeah, I keep track of my dog.
They got a chip?
Bro, man, don't niggas do that. No, who the nigga don't, niggas don't put chips
on? What's your dog's birthday?
Bro, I know my dog's birthday, man.
When is it?
May 22nd and January 26th.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. When you got
January 26th, your dog Aquarius.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Nah, you take shit too far,
what,
man.
Dog?
Nah. Dog got a sign and shit, nigga.
Nah, I know about Aquarius, like, we just different, bro.
Shut the fuck up. Don't compare yourself.
I don't know no sign. I just know about Aries and Cancers.
What you Aries. Is?
I'm an Aries, but I know about cancers because I always be meeting cancers.
Los don't give a fuck, but I ain't he an Aries, but he don't give a fuck.
That shit don't mean shit.
Yeah, I don't care.
Your birthday ain't got shit to do with how shitty of a person you are.
But every sign I read, I be like, some of that got to do with me.
Motherfucker, they all say the same thing.
Yeah, they like, switch them up on shit.
Like, I said, any sign I read, I be like, man, that
oh, shit. Cancer season coming up.
Here come the Royal Leos.
Right. The Royal Leos.
Goddamn, man. Cancer, boy. Them motherfuckers sensitive, boy. You ever fucked with a cancer before?
I wouldn't know.
I
would remember some shit like that?
See, I know they just said them signs mean something for real.
Oh, so you just paying attention?
Nah, I don't know no other signs, though. When people tell me certain stuff about certain signs, right, and then I find myself dating a whole bunch of cancers and they all acting the same, that's
what
I thought.
What's the coolest sign then? That's the only one we need to be focused on.
The coolest?
Like,
see, I don't know no other signs.
Who the best?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
I would say Aquarius, they mellow, they ain't...
Man, they ain't saying that, because that's what he is. Like, that's what you is.
For me, Pisces is the best.
I think Aries
what you
is the
is?
Best.
Pisces.
That's by your saying shit.
That's for me.
So, are you Aries for real? Oh, yeah, that's like...
I can't say that.
Nigga feel like him and Lo finna be best friends and
nah,
shit.
Nah, hell nah, bro. I'm just asking, because people be talking bad about Aries, man.
They do. We the
they
worst.
Say bad shit about Aries, bro. That's why I'm asking. I never knew Lo was an Aries.
We the worst of
they
all
say
the
bad
people.
Stuff, bro.
Let them tell it. But fuck them people.
Dog. Goddamn.
Yeah, but you and Lo, y'all don't act none alike, so you can't classify
no,
that
no,
as
no,
Aries.
No, we ain't all the same. Aries ain't the same, bro. What you trying to say I act like? What I act like to you?
No, like, I'm saying you like you cool, like.
Lo's different.
Man. No, I'm saying Lo's cool, but wow. Lo's wow. Don't fuck with nobody. Like, Lo don't eat to himself. Right, Lo?
Wow. Exactly. Yeah.
That's how I am. I fuck with people.
Not a fucking. Look, like, you done came and told us about your homeboy business.
No, I ain't
known
no
Lo 20 years. I ain't know if he got a dog. Bro. I don't know.
No,
don't
he ain't got a dog, but listen. I ain't say no name. I ain't tell you his whole business. I just said one thing about him. I said he wasn't clean.
You ain't got a lot of homeboys. The people who know you gonna know who you talking about.
Nah, he ain't gonna know.
They gonna know where you stayed at when you was home.
I got a whole bunch of dirty friends, bro. So what's talking about, bro? The niggas ain't gonna know. They all gonna be mad. I'm at like 10 niggas hitting me up. Like, bro, you talking about me? I'm like, come on, man. All you niggas dirty, bro. Like, I'm just saying.
How you gonna talk about me? How you not gonna clean
me,
up?
Man,
you think you the dirtiest
the
nigga I know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You ain't the dirtiest nigga I know, man. Like, that's what I'm gonna say. They can't say nothing. I know some dirty niggas, bro.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises? or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Man, how you get started making the videos and shit?
Cuz, man.
I've
been explaining, man.
Like he did it out of retaliation.
Like, yo.
That nigga, man. Nigga said something, I responded.
He's on his life quick. That nigga said something, I responded. No, I said,
no, man. Look, though, on some real shit, though, like, I used to see, like, Country Wayne and DC doing videos. That's what I was saying. DC on Vine, I was saying Wayne like on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And some other nigga named Jeremiah Phillips. Y'all
that nigga
funny. He was on Facebook.
That
nigga funny. Hey, bro. G, you ain't never seen him?
I ain't never seen him.
He used to be lit on
Facebook.
That
nigga funny as hell,
bro. Yeah, he funny.
He just be doing the Chicago nigga shit.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, he funny as hell. But I used to see that, and I used to be like, I want to do this, but I didn't really know I was going to do it. So I started making I started off doing roast videos of like popular people in my city and shit, and they start fucking with that. And then that start dying down. I'm like, what do I do next? So I start doing just all type of videos, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't care. I was just trying to stay consistent and be on Facebook timeline all the time. And then I used to be like this shit ain't working, so what else I'm gonna do? And then that cheating at Myers shit it just happened. Like, I didn't know that shit was gonna hit like that. You know what I'm saying? I literally woke up at my sister's crib and was like, hey,
so you were staying with your sister after you?
Yeah, I was, bro. I had a job, but nigga, my story real, bro. I was working 9 years at a job, bro. I had a job 9 years. I quit.
What job you having now?
I quit, man. I worked at a liquor distributor, man.
This nigga lying.
But that was good money, bro. It was just like Pepsi, Coke, or something, bro. Like, I was delivering liquor, bro. But I was getting like 25, what was it, like $27.50 an hour, bro.
Living with just
guaranteed for no. I lived with my sister for the last 2 years before I moved to Atlanta, so I could grind, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I could save my money.
You could have grinded when you was up there.
I didn't hear that. But the fucked up part. Shut your ass up. Hey, the fucked up part. The fucked up part is that I was.
This nigga saved up the grand.
I didn't say what the man, shut up, man. Hey, man, I knew y'all on that dumbest nigga. Bro, I didn't say what the grind. Cause I never was saying it, man. Get y'all out of here.
Hell no, I gotta say this money, I'm finna struggle.
God said I gotta say this money, I'm finna struggle. Hey, that what happened for real, though. That what happened for real.
Get my struggle money right
there. Hey, man.
No, I gotta say
this. Nigga gotta say it. Struggle, man. That shit funny.
No, that's funny as hell.
That was it's funny as hell. Oh, the reason God. That shit's so funny, because that's what happened. I saved up to struggle, bro. I took my 401k out and everything. That shit ran out.
Oh,
bro, I took my 401k out, that shit ran out, bro. I'm still living in the basement. If you watch my first videos, bro, I was in the basement all the time.
What'd you
bro.
Take your money out for?
I was in the basement. Cause,
hey, how much your sister so confused, like, what the fuck is he doing?
Hey, but that shit, hey, it ran its course. It ran its course, motherfucker. I did do that, bro. Look, bro, I quit.
The nigga jumped the 401k for $19,000.
No, it was 14, though. 14,000. That shit ran. I ran like by a bottle. Of
hey, look, bro, you think you can throw me something on the grocery? I'm fucked up.
I did all the wrong shit with that money, bro. As soon as I took that little $14,000 up, I was in the club every week, popping bottles of Ciroc, all type of shit. Money. They like, he got it. But I was broke fast as fuck. Still in that basement. She talking about she need help for rent. I'm like, man, I'm fucked up. Like, I'm fucked up.
That's why I laughed. And he said, this nigga. No, I said, I did that shit to struggle. This is my struggle money.
Man. You couldn't stay. You,
no.
How much your sister would charge you for rent?
Bro, she wanna charge me that.
Oh
she was
my
a real.
God.
But I still, let me tell you something, bro. I moved to Atlanta with $1,000 that I borrowed from another nigga and shit.
So all the money you saved up.
I didn't save it. I was spending it. I had no.
So what was the purpose of $27.50 an hour?
Fuck no, this job.
Listen,
give me my money.
This is what I said.
I'm retired.
No, bro, I had a good ass job. I had my own shit, bro. I had my own crib and everything, right? And when I quit the job, I still had a little money saved up before I took the 401k. Then my sister was like, you might as well stay here with us so that you can save money, whatever, whatever. I took advantage of that. When I got there and I took out that 401k when my regular money ran out, I was just in a club, popping bottles, doing a whole bunch of bullshit. That shit ran out. I couldn't help it. So I was having like a bum living in her basement for like 3 years.
Damn.
So look.
I don't give a fuck, nigga.
So this 12 years. So not,
it was
9 years.
No, nigga. 9 years. Hey, 9 years.
You worked for 9 years.
Yeah, but I was good for them 9.
But I was good for 9.
Bro, listen to what you're saying.
How he walked in the job and quit?
What you mean, how I walked in the job to quit?
I don't need this shit. Niggas cut his hours by 1 hour. I don't need this shit. Y'all don't cut them crackers hours like that. You gonna cut my motherfucker out. Bro,
y'all got the right one today, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I told him, bro, when I told him.
Get through this shit without me.
Bitch, catch me on Facebook.
I watched them.
You gonna see my videos on your timeline, ho.
No, I ain't say that, bro. Like, they were like, I just went in there and told. I honestly, I didn't tell them shit. I just never went back.
You didn't go back.
I didn't go back.
Remember the name.
I wouldn't even do a video of that when I quit, bro.
And that nigga, he slammed the warehouse door. You know, you gotta be strong as fuck to slam that warehouse door.
Oh, man. You stupid.
I seen them do that shit to a nigga. They let a nigga work all night. And I knew they was finna fire him, but they let him come in at night, let him work the whole night, bro. And then
they fired him.
That nigga
send me home,
nuts.
Fam. Give me time to do some shit.
But he got paid for that day, didn't he?
I don't know.
Yeah,
he worked that night. They let that nigga work the whole night shift, and then in the morning they called him to the office. But I knew he was gonna get fired because before the weekend, a nigga stole a case of liquor and put it in. His daddy was a driver. We was loading and shit. He threw it in his dad's truck, and then right when he did it, the manager came out and was like, "Hey, what are you doing with that case?" I was like, "We loading." I'm like, shit, I ain't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you snitched?
No, I didn't snitch.
Oh, my God.
I didn't snitch, bro. I snitched. Listen.
I just listened.
Listen, bro.
Okay. It's only you and him.
No, it don't matter. He said, how do y'all do?
what y'all know? I ain't did shit, nigga. I ain't did shit. Okay, I might have winked at the nigga and told him. But on Monday, he got fired, bro, for after working out.
Because you told him.
No, I didn't tell him, nigga. But when I got there, they never asked me no questions. They just let the nigga work. And then they was like, hey, come in the office. And they...
You? They told you to come in the office?
Nah, they asked me shit. They just went...
But the nigga got employed in a month. Imagine.
Nigga, hey, bro. I tried to tell that nigga to put the case back, but I said put it back, but they on to you, bro. He like, no, I'm good, bro. I told him to put him.
What kind of look it was?
It was all type of liquor they had. Hennessy, Remy,
and what kind he stole?
Some hypnotic.
Don't get too specific. You don't want to bring the case back.
Oh, he didn't steal no good shit.
That, he stole some hypnotic.
My girl, these like white people petty, bro.
Nah, yeah, bro, I ain't been there in a long time.
If it was more than $500, they could bring it back up.
You want to shout out? Nah,
that ain't that hypnotic. You got to steal a lot of cases.
That nigga stole some hypnotic, bro. He put a hypnotic case on it. Because he was trying, honestly, I remember he was trying to show me how to steal.
And you talk.
I was working on night tail, nigga.
He was working undercover.
He said, no, I wasn't off what, nigga.
He's taking me deep. He's showing me how to do it. He says he can get one from every shift. He can get one from every shift. It's like $130 every shift. This place is a cesspool. The lunch room doubles as a casino 25 minutes at a time.
The fucked up part is that he put the hypnotic, like we were, at the time I worked in Thursday, he put the hypnotic on the truck. Right when he did it, the manager came out. He started asking, like, what are you doing? So I'm like, I ain't did nothing. He's like, nothing. The manager walked off like nothing going on. I told Buddy, I said, hey, man, just take it off, put it back. You know what I'm saying? Because how they know, how they account it is when we load the trucks, this the drivers specific. Go the this next day. No, I'm just saying, look, the drivers go the next day, bro, and they do their delivery. They supposed to bring back a case. You know what I'm saying? Dog, daddy came. He put on the day truck. His daddy came back with nothing. So that's how they knew it was stolen, bro. You can say what you want, bro. This is all
sale. He don't fuck the nigga dad
up. Fuck daddy, the daddy got fired too?
What was that young boy?
Bro, this shit so old, bro. This
the daddy
like,
kept his job?
This shit like 6 years old.
That mean the daddy told him too.
This shit like 6 years old, bro. Them niggas ain't. This
so
shit
what? Like, the daddy what told him. White people gonna hear about this shit in 7 months and be like, William!
Nah, that shit.
He's coming off the fucking ass in here. Forgot that was your son.
Yeah, you little hypnotic stealing motherfucker.
Hypnotic stealing motherfucker.
Thanks to Myron, we got you.
Nah, hell nah.
They gonna show the 85 stock clip.
He was great. We got a whole confession on tape. Will.
You ain't saying no names, bro. Ain't no names. The crazy they ain't part, the only niggas that started.
We started
night.
Talking about Vlad, and this nigga just done went Vlad.
You Vlad, bro.
I ain't fucking Vlad, nigga. I ain't never snitched on a nigga in my life till today.
You just did.
Till today, this is my first time. But I still ain't said a name. Other than that, I ain't never told.
He said it to today.
You don't have to say their name. They got the name already.
Bro, they ain't the only niggas that stole
hypnotic. Man, for them. Fuck. Yeah, he said, I ain't never snitched on a nigga in my life until today.
Bro, hey, I'm just saying, bro, there's a lot of people stole hypnotic and stuff. So they can't just pinpoint.
Too specific, though. You?
No, I wouldn't.
They could take your name, put you in a specific area.
Cross reference. Triangulate with the cell phone towers.
Right.
But y'all nigga, well, how y'all know about all this extra?
We watch a lot of movies.
Y'all niggas did a lot of snitching.
That nigga Myron was in the break room scratching his head. What's wrong, Myron? I'm just my dog trying to teach me how to steal. I'm just a little
fucked up right now.
Yeah, this shit kind of hard. Hey, Mr. James, Williamson.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Hell nah, bro. We all
they put an extra lick on the truck, and I just feel uncomfortable.
You just got to learn. Man, nah, he just did it too soon, bro. I learned how to do it, and I did it. I ain't never get caught.
Now you confess.
I don't give a damn.
So that nigga probably got locked up.
Nah, he ain't locked up.
Oh, he got fired for
nah, he got fired.
Shit.
Yeah,
he's trying to teach you how to steal, but you knew how to steal the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
So
how to
you
steal.
Was watching that shit like that. Ain't
my
right.
uncle, yeah. My uncle.
And
was
you
there.
Didn't tell him nothing.
Oh, night tell him nothing.
Night tell him nothing.
Bro, stop telling this story, man.
Man, I'm about to tell everybody.
They already uncovered the liquor stealing ring.
None of us work there no more, so it don't matter. Nobody care, but they got a whole new shift.
That was shit, man.
If you say so.
Y'all
you get a letter in the mail asking for $496. Don't say I didn't try to stop you.
So you came to Atlanta with your
$1,000. $1,000 that I borrowed.
You never
from
paid
a nigga gave me $1,000.
You never
a pair
paid him back,
phones.
Did you?
Did you pay him them red phones?
No, I had no red phones. Oh. So they was like silver and black, the phones, okay. Bro. The nigga gave me $1,000.
What he said when he gave you $1,000 in the phone?
This a nigga from the city with a lot of paper. He was like, man, I believe in you, bro. I heard you moving to the A, pull up. I pull up. He like, first of all, I'm stupid as hell because he pulled out a big ass shoebox full of money. My pride kicking in, right? And he like, he said, how much you need? You know how a nigga say, how much you need, and walk off. Like, he trying to jack on me with his money. So he said, how much you need, and walked off. I'm like, shit, I want to say about $5,000 to $10,000, because it was a lot of money in the box. I'm like, just $1,000. He like, that's it, you show? Look what he said. He said, that's it, you show? You don't need $1,000? I said, yeah, $1,000, I'll be straight, man. And I'm like,
he gave you some shoes.
He said, $1,000 right now. So he gave me $1,000. Then he went upstairs and gave me a brand new pair of phone shoes. Like, oh, man, take these shoes.
How you knew what size you wore?
Because they asked me. 11. He said, what size you wear? I said 11.
So you was supposed to come down here and just take off and become the These niggas watching Facebook. He did the shit yet?
Dawson.
Where is my money?
He ain't borrowed me the money. He gave me the money. So like, he couldn't rush me to pop. And when I moved down here, I popped more down here than I did in Milwaukee. Yeah. I came down here with like 90,000 followers. I got that half a million from living here.
There you go.
I'm being 100. Like, I moved out here with like 90,000. Then I still kept doing what I'm doing. Then my shit took off.
You linked up with Shaq?
Shaq wrote me when I was still living in Milwaukee. He thought that Fofo shit was real.
Oh, okay.
When I was rapping, that nigga DM'd me and was like, he said that rap you did was fire. I was like, nigga, I'm goofy. I'm a comedian. Like, I don't rap.
Nigga said I'm goofy.
That's what I said. I said, I'm goofy. I do comedy. I said, I don't rap. He said, oh, nigga, I thought that was for real. So I thought that shit was like short-lived, like it's about to be dead. But then the nigga started mimicking them shits and DMing me with it. And I was like, because I didn't really think it was him even when he was DMing me. Mm-hmm. Then he got to mimicking that shit in between halftime shows and sending me the videos. And I was like,
you know, he like that kind of rapper.
Yeah, I was posting that shit, bro. But that nigga thought I was a real rapper.
Man, you should have let that nigga. Man, yeah. See, man, I'm listening to your story get worse and worse. Why you wouldn't act like you a rapper, get the money, so you like
Shaq was gonna sign
you. He was ready to sign
but,
you.
But he still, I ain't know that. But he still fuck with me to this day, though. He ain't never stopped fucking with me.
He just put money in your pocket.
Nah, he fucked with me.
Go ahead and sign my rap. I promise you, he got some more hits.
I got a lot of hits.
Let me come on in as a manager. I'm amazed now.
But that Fofo shit, go bro, crazy. They fucked with crazy. That. That nigga thought it was real.
You ever saw him do the Fofo shit?
Los just like that cheating shit, bro.
I don't like it. I'll be trying to help you get out the situation.
This nigga,
every time I see it, I be like, not again, man. Fuck.
Bro, I never, bro.
Los watch it like a scary movie.
Don't say
jump out like the window.
Go, nigga.
But I keep these on me for real, bro.
Want them the receipt?
Yeah, bro. All you gotta do is take one, bro. You ain't never get caught again in your life.
Nah, that might be the setup.
This ain't no setup, nigga. This just so you know that you ain't caught.
Don't let it might be a setup.
What the receipt? You stupid.
He better plant the shit nigga. On me. You see how he tried to put it on me?
Yeah. Nah,
cause he know my reputation in
I
the street.
I just trying to let you know, bro. As long as you got that receipt, bro, you ain't never caught, bro. Well, you pull that motherfucker out, you safe. None of that shit matter, like real talk.
Bullshit.
All right, man. Why you think you kept seeing multiple videos of me getting caught? Why? Because you kept taking me back because I never got caught. You heard a screaming and see me running. I was exercising, nigga. I wasn't really running. But you don't fucking know.
Man, so if you get caught cheating, you supposed to leave anyway.
Cause it ain't gonna never be fair for you.
Right, cause it's like
you can't even really go outside.
How you gonna trust somebody who's been looking for you, you know, looking to find you cheating?
You can't go outside and call that bitch. Bitch, I'm getting something out the car.
You call me. Nah, I can't trust you.
You cheat one time, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over, dog.
Who the fuck you talking to? Bitch, I'm playing Madden. This is the headphones.
I did a video like that and shit on Grand Theft Auto. You know, Franklin can call the women and shit. That shit went viral. And shit. I didn't call it on the phone on Grand Theft Auto. She came in there snapping on me. Talking about, what bitch is that? Nah, that shit. You ain't never seen that one?
Pull the phone up.
That shit.
Women don't even.
I pulled the phone up and she came in snapping. I'm like,
women
like,
don't
the
even check
that?
To see if you cheat
too much on a bitch.
Until they break up with their side, dude. Long as she got a side nigga, she ain't gonna look. But as soon as he see that she with you, he gonna be like, oh, you with little dude, you with buddy, and cut her off, cause he in his feelings and he be mad, that's when she gonna start sabotaging the relationship.
That free game right there.
I ain't mean to spill it.
Damn.
You spill.
Women way more sneaky than men. I don't give a damn what nobody say.
No, they ain't. They just that the men that they fucking ain't gonna tell them. Yeah.
That cause we done been them niggas before.
Ain't no nigga gonna come to you and be like, hey man, before. I need to holler at you.
Yeah.
I've been fucking this woman for 2 years while you was in prison.
Like,
and,
women.
I care for her. I wanna be with her.
Nah. Nah, you just wanna fuck. That's it. You just wanna get your nut off.
He ain't gonna never come out the shadow and be like, she been with me all the time. Who you think took her on vacation?
There's some niggas out there, they ain't gonna do that, but there's some niggas out here. There's some
man,
some
women
suckers.
Come to other women as women. Like I'm
they'll
coming to you as a woman.
Every
yeah.
picture you like and put everybody in the group chat. Who fucking him? Become friends and go on vacation with them hoes next summer.
Man. Now they fuck nigga free.
I feel like everybody cheat though.
Why you feel like that?
Cause, bro, you can't. I just feel like there's no way somebody gonna tell me they've been married 50 years and not one time. Like that's the only. Y'all the only two. You know what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
you only
is.
Been fucking him and she only been fucking.
Yes,
he
is.
Only been fucking her. Like there's no way we've been married 50 years happily. Like no, y'all didn't argue or bump heads at some point to where she went and did something else. There's no way I'm only hitting one thing for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You doing that?
Yeah. Once you've been with a motherfucker after so long, you don't even want to fuck nobody else. It's just this all
when?
You.
When you about 60 or something, nigga, you ain't
you
doing that shit.
You talking about motherfuckers been together for 50 years?
Yeah, but they still had to start from 50 years, a long ass time. So I'm saying within them 50 years, somebody done did something.
Think about
man,
it.
You can't worry
even
about the past. All right,
check this. Do the math.
No, I'm talking about why y'all together. Like, I'm just saying, motherfuckers like, we ain't never cheated
even
50
you,
years. Like, get the hell out of here.
Even if you've been faithful for the first 10 years, you out the game. Like, you 10 years behind. You can't even go outside and get no pussy no more. What you just gonna do it all? Brute strength and good looks? That shit ain't gonna work. Shit, back in my day, we used to take women out for ice cream. What?
Nigga don't even know what a hookah is. He's
hell
so far
no.
removed.
Bitches don't even...
You ain't never went to the club and seen them niggas who was with the wrong crowd, big ass jeans.
Oh, hell yeah.
The hush puppy shoes. Jeans. They
yeah.
got the hush puppy
nigga
shoes.
Shit creased up.
Hilarious.
Starch down.
Freak ass outfit, dog.
Exactly. Oh, we out here now.
Uh-huh. With a bill. Oh.
Big
oh,
bill.
This part of that got bucked.
This part of that got bucked.
Get bucked.
Hey, this
motherfucker tight tonight.
Ooh, this young girl doing the chicken roll over there.
The what?
Nigga see a bad bitch talking about cotton candy.
I ain't trying to
snitch,
my uncle be doing that.
I don't say shit.
How young are
he got to be about 60 now. He's successful, bro. He don't look his age, though. He still be moving the groove, though. I
buying
think he,
plenty puss.
That he is. I was going to say that he definitely buying it, because they be like...
You tell everything.
I don't give a damn.
I know who not to be around.
No, I ain't going to tell no real shit. This is other shit.
You'll tell any goddamn thing from what
man,
I see.
Man, shut your ass up, man. I don't tell everything. I tell him
need some snacks
stories.
In this motherfucker.
You telling his truth.
I'm telling my truth.
Talk your shit, man. Welcome back to the trap.
Yeah.
Telling my truth, man. That's all.
We got my homie cheating as Myron in here, man. Yeah. He just talking his shit.
Talks it.
You got a lot of fans. They've been trying to get you to come up in here, bro.
Hey,
come to
man.
The trap. They've been hitting us in the comments.
You ain't been. You... This is not your first time.
Nah, this my first time. This my
man,
first time.
Man, wait. You hanging around the wrong people,
bro. Nah, bro, I was hanging around the wrong people, but shit, I done figured it out now. Took me 3 years.
Yeah. What part of Milwaukee do you represent?
North side, man, 24 from the Locust. That's like the middle of the hood.
It's rough over there?
Oh, that's rough as fuck on 24 from the Locust. Locust, Burleigh, Center, Cherry, Monarchy.
What kind of rap they used to play in your hood all the time?
Hey,
that one song
mean?
That they used to have
it's
on repeat.
Cuckoo Cow.
Cuckoo Cow.
My projects.
He went hard.
You know, you don't act like everybody know Cuckoo Cow, bro. Cuckoo Cow was the shit when
my
I was
My project.
Cuckoo Cow, bro.
I ain't know him from Milwaukee, though.
No, yeah, he from Milwaukee. He shot that video in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
In your hood?
Nah, he wasn't from my hood. He was like, Cuckoo Cow was off like, Monarchy, like he was grown. I was in elementary school when Cuckoo Kyle did that shit.
Mm.
Grown already. But Cuckoo Kyle, yeah, he from Milwaukee though. Cuckoo Kyle, today, he ain't got no hits, but he still like, you know what I'm saying?
He still getting 10 a show.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what he getting the show. I don't know if he doing shows no more.
How old niggas are saying? I'm still getting 10 the show.
10 what?
They don't never finish it because they 10 a show.
We had a nigga named Ice Moan back then. It's some people hot now though. Like Lakia, she from my hometown. Y'all know who Lakia is? She signed the QC right now.
She
young though. She only like 19.
She from Milwaukee?
Yeah, she from Milwaukee.
She got a song with Mulatto or something, though.
Yeah, she just dropped it. Like, yeah, she from Milwaukee. She born and raised in Milwaukee.
I keep up with what Mulatto do.
She been down here for like a year or two.
But that my WCW.
You what?
Mulatto.
You know the woman crush shit that be coming up.
Yeah, that shit, dog. Cuckoo
Cuckoo. You ever crush on Big Lotto?
I ain't never heard of Ice Moan. He did a song with the Ying Yang Twins.
That was gonna make us know.
I tried to say that because the Ying Yang Twins from here, ain't they? So I thought y'all probably knew it. It was a song. The song was lit. It was like, I don't even want to sing it because y'all niggas said y'all don't know him, so I'm gonna just be saying it for no reason.
Yeah, sing it.
D-Womp. Show the dick than a motherfucker. Y'all ain't never heard that? Nah, that's why I want to sing it, bro. That's why I want to sing it.
You just presented that.
But that's how it goes. And they ain't played a beat, bro. Motherfuckers should have gave me a beat when they did it.
You switch it.
D-Womp. D-Womp. Then the Ying Yang Twins come in like, show the dick than a motherfucker. Boy, that shit was hard.
Yeah, I believe.
Ying Yang Twins. Tank from Milwaukee.
Tank who? The singer?
The singer, he from Milwaukee.
Oh, that was so.
Tank from Milwaukee.
Wow. Y'all got y'all on look. And then y'all just won the championship.
Jacob Lattimore from Milwaukee. I don't know if y'all know him. He sings
Jacob
Lattimore.
Yeah, from the
Shy. Yeah, he from Milwaukee too.
He on the show, the Shy.
And we just won the championship.
It's old.
No, that ain't old, man. It ain't that old.
I mean,
it was last year.
Yeah, it was. Y'all did it. Y'all got one.
Y'all might have this year because we had Chris Middleton. Right. We had Chris Middleton, we would have won.
That's about accurate, probably.
No, ain't no probably. That's a fact.
Probably.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the Bucks, bro. Real talk, y'all.
Warriors about to take it.
You said what?
Warriors about to take it.
Yeah. No, I believe that. I'm with the Warriors 100%. I don't want Boston to win. I want the Warriors to win. We got two niggas. Look, Milwaukee everywhere. We got two niggas from Milwaukee on the Warriors. Kevon Looney and Jordan Poole. They both born and raised in Milwaukee.
But Jordan Poole, ballin'.
Yeah, he cold. He cold for real. Yeah. He different. To me, he mimic Stephen Curry game. I ain't calling him Steph Curry. I'm just saying, like,
bro,
if you watch.
Nobody accused you of nothing.
No, I'm just saying, because I said that to a nigga the other day. They was like, hell no. I'm like, but yes, we was in there arguing like a motherfucker.
I just want Jason Tatum to stop texting Kobe. Like, bro. Texting the nigga, you losing this shit.
You stupid.
I got you tonight.
Nigga, that was.
Stop.
Then posting that shit.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
You know what my favorite part about that last game was? What? Gary Payton II, he tripped like over his own feet. And they showed Gary Payton afterwards, and he was looking like he was just like, man, look at this motherfucker, man. Dog, you
he checked
that
his own feet, they called it foul.
Dog, wear my shoes. Son, just wear my shoes. Nah, fuck that. I'm not the glove. Oh, you don't want to be the glove, nigga? All right. Look at this nigga.
That nigga checked over his own feet and shot free throws.
Over your own feet, and they
called it foul. He definitely checked over his own feet.
Don't say that.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Daddies ain't gonna never take blame. They gonna put that shit on the mama side.
And if your pops was in the league, then nigga, he gonna want you to.
They two totally different type of players though. I mean, he got a daddy defense in a sense, but I think he got better defense.
Who then? Gary Payton?
No, Gary Payton. Gary Payton wasn't pinning shots off the glass. That's why I said it's extra to it.
Yeah, right?
He was a glove. He had great defense.
What you think that mean?
No, I know what that means, the glove.
Oh.
What? Paul?
You say he had good D.
Paul. Hey, man.
You can't talk about basketball.
He had good defense. Without. You gotta say good defense. He had good defense, bro.
He said he had good D.
Then you did the hand like this.
No, bro, I was like, you know, it's not fuck it. I'm putting my hands to my side. I ain't gonna do it.
You straight, bro.
Nah, nigga still play pause.
He said we still play ball.
I can't say nothing, bro.
You can say whatever you want to.
I ain't gonna say nothing like that no more.
But it's a nigga watching me. They said it. They were like,
he had great defense. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, Gary Payton, bro.
Somebody. Huh?
His son ain't never been in the defensive player of the year running.
Not yet.
Hey, man, his son had a whole hell of a journey, man. I ain't trying to take away from that man.
Yeah, I'm saying, I know that.
D League, he came from a bunch of
and that shit here. Dope. He done been traveling around, but for him to say,
yeah, by the time this come out, defense, he'll be a
no,
NBA
I always
champion.
Say that because he's more athletic. Like, Gary Payton went pinning layups off the backboard and stuff like that.
I don't think you seen Gary Payton.
No, I watched Gary Payton.
When he was with Seattle?
So he pinned something off the backboard before?
And Gary Payton used to go fuck crazy.
I remember him Gary Payton, but Kemp. I ain't never seen him doing nothing like that. Maybe I got to pull him up and see if he did that. Yeah, I know exactly what he was doing. He was pinning stuff off the backboard. Gary Payton.
I'm sure he got one of them, one or two.
That's like one out of his whole career, bro.
He wasn't known for that.
That's what I'm saying, but his son can do it.
Still in the fuck,
man. No, when I say his son do that, he play the passing lane good, he blocking shots off the backboard, and he way more athletic than that.
You might hoop a
little bit. Man, I'm raw as hell. I'm cold. Talking about a little bit. I probably like the best comedian. I ain't saying I'm better than another nigga that hoop.
Yeah, everybody cold when ain't no rim around.
You the best comedian hooper, you think?
Nah, I feel. Who else hoop?
Clay hoop? Yeah.
The whole, everybody.
Oh, nigga,
I put a ban on him right now.
This nigga when he got Tom Shepard, bro. Like, no, I'm saying, like,
who you got? What you think you can beat, Joe?
If I looked at Joe, I'd be like, I'll bust his ass. But that don't mean nothing, though.
Joe gonna go cold.
If I looked at Joe, I'd be like, I'll bust his ass. Like, Joe look.
Pause.
Joe look slow as hell.
Oh, right.
No, I damn. Yeah, pause, bro.
Yeah.
I'll beat him on the court.
Shit.
So you saying you'll beat him? Say
if
it
I look, no, if I looked at him, I feel
what like. What you talking about, one-on-one, or y'all just talking about, what y'all talking about? We be playing what damn near Wednesday, right?
Yeah, I ain't. So what?
Bro, he gonna, must be better than all.
No, no, he not really good.
Y'all think he good?
He not really good.
A whole bunch of niggas that
I really
came.
Think you'll beat him, but I'm going to bet with him because Joe my dog.
You can't. You ain't finna try to do no verse psychology.
You just told me out the gate, I better ban him.
Then he said, I really think you'll beat him. Trying to get me to fight.
I'm looking at you probably could hoop too, but
no,
I don't
ain't
know.
No, probably. I can't hoop, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you'll beat Joe.
That ain't gonna work on me.
I like him for
25.
I'm gonna do it.
No. Bro, Joe would beat you with those pants on.
You crazy as hell.
Bro.
With your glasses too?
Glasses too.
No, he ain't, but he better be a different type of breed there.
Nigga,
bro.
He shocked me.
But that's because you don't play basketball like that.
Nigga, he was playing nigga against Joe Johnson, nigga.
You know he won, bro. He said, no, he won, bro. He said,
bro, him and Joe Johnson was shooting for money.
Bro, okay. No, that man ain't. The hill right there. He not beating me, bro.
All right.
Y'all can say
hey,
that.
I ain't saying
he weak, but you ain't never seen me hoop either, though.
And I ain't got to.
So why you, okay.
I'm willing to so say 5,000.
So y'all, why he ain't in the league or nothing?
And that's the rest of my summer,
set
buddy.
Why he ain't in the league?
Man, the league hard as hell to get in.
No, I'm saying, so why he ain't in the G League?
The league hard as hell.
Nigga, he the best director in the goddamn nation right now. What the fuck he look like?
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. Okay, that's fine, but. Show me some footage. Let me see
what
you do.
We ain't showing you shit till you put your money.
I gotta see that nigga do a layup.
You gotta
or
put your money down.
Show
that's
up.
How you continue. I gotta see him
show
do
up.
Bro, huh? He that good.
Show no, up.
He
bro,
that good.
Show up.
No, I'm not knocking it. He might be good, but
he
is he that good?
He played in Europe and in Greece.
No, he didn't, bro. He said, y'all trying to scare me, bro. He didn't. He
why ain't nigga trying to scare you?
Bro, I'm not. I would never back down from a challenge, though, unless it's an NBA nigga. Like, he just gotta play me and prove it.
Not for free, though.
Nigga, I ain't got a place for free. I'll bust his ass.
Come on. When we doing it next?
Yeah. How much? I like,
we out there
like,
next.
I'll that's let fun, you call the number. How much you gonna play Joe for?
I'm playing for a stack.
Okay. Set it up.
That ain't enough.
That ain't enough. What you mean that ain't enough? That's what he said at first.
Nah, he said a stack. Thank you. She got a stack. Okay.
Right. Bro, y'all talking, y'all don't scare me with this talk like this. Right. He probably slow as a motherfucker on the court. He probably good, but that don't mean that, bro. I'm a different out there, bro. I play with pride. Spending some money on the line.
Let me tell you one
ain't
thing.
Ain't no way no nigga finna bust
you
my ass.
You just gonna be walking out there mad as a motherfucker.
You crazy as hell. You crazy as hell. You crazy as hell.
That nigga jump still gonna have his shot.
Joe gonna show up dressed like the Big Lebowski. He gonna have a roll ball, and he gonna
drop.
He gonna drop 25.
Well, I wish I would let a drunk nigga
bro,
beat
no.
Me.
Joe don't.
Ain't
Joe,
no drunk nigga beat me.
You Joe gonna drink money. Beer on timeout, like when he gonna take little breaks, he drink
he
a beer.
He finna beat me.
Bro.
Y'all crazy as hell. I'm not saying he weak, but I don't
his
care.
Work ethic different, bro. What? He be running suicides, rolling blunts.
That's enough. Don't scam.
That ain't gonna scare me, but I'll just bet your money.
We will.
I'm gonna bust his ass, man.
You already gonna set it up in the three.
Yeah. What? I'm already ready.
This shit gonna be on fan, dude.
And the reason why I like Joe not even gonna bet you.
Who gonna bet him?
Me. Then me and my boy Joe go out, have a few drinks on you.
Nah, he not gonna win.
Bust a few dollars.
We gotta put the money down. Yeah, though, we got. Ain't no. We playing and then give me the money.
You
we
put your money down.
Nah, we putting our money down on the ground.
Man,
I see
it's
my
down
shit.
There. I'll let you put it in your pocket.
That still don't scare me. I'm gonna bust his ass. That was really gonna hurt. It's in my pocket. I'm really gonna bust his ass.
Yeah, yeah. Pause.
Stop saying that for you upset.
Pause, bro. I said what?
Nah, he edited this show.
Hey, that nigga Joe gonna say that's when I
pink
took it personal.
Lipstick on you, man.
Hey, that nigga Joe gonna keep watching that clip back and forth like Michael Jordan.
He gonna fucking blur his face out through the whole.
You still.
Yeah, every time you talk, that shit gonna freeze a little bit. Then cut this one out there. You dunk?
Yeah, I can dunk. It's just a regular dunk. It ain't no.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's just
perfect.
You got
rim grades.
I don't need to see you dunking, dog.
Me? You don't think I can dunk?
I'm talking about when you playing Joe, you're not going to dunk.
You crazy.
If you dunk, that's going to be on you. But it's going to be 11-2.
Who?
Y'all going to 11?
You want a better... So, hold on, Tom. You said he going to beat me 11-2.
That's my prediction.
Let her bet 1,000. You bet 1,000 on that.
No, that's another 1,000.
That's what I said.
So, Joe, you see the spread, 9 points.
He's not going to beat me 11-2.
Probably gonna be you. Probably not gonna score.
Yeah,
I'm giving you two. I'm giving you two. You might get choked.
He gassing him now, bro. He's not gonna score. No, I'm not gonna only score 2 points.
I bet with the niggas I know.
You should.
Like if that's how it is. Like we win together, we lose together.
Wow.
But we finna win with you.
Yeah, you sound crazy. Shit.
You cool with Shaq, right? Ask him for Jason Terry number. Ask him about Joe.
I'm not finna call that man talking about there. He's gonna be like, what you talking about? Hell no. Nah.
Shaq
nah.
Wouldn't play him. No, we asked Shaq, and Shaq was like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah, that was gonna be a waste of time. That's why.
Nah, it wasn't.
What you talking about, bro? Seven feet. Man, he wasn't gonna stand the chest against Shaq, bro.
Ryan will show you email. They've been trying to get this man to be a walk-on for the hoes.
Talk said that.
What's funny?
Because he don't even look confident in himself, bro. I'm looking at him, bro. He ain't no confident.
He probably mad I'm telling him shit.
Why you think he grew his shit out? He was supposed to go in when Trae Young come out.
Come on,
the profile.
Ass, bro. I know he ass. I can
tell. That ain't even a real beard. That's a disguise.
He got to come looking like that if he play me. He can't come as nobody else besides
he been doing
stunts.
Because
I'm going to say, y'all done brought another nigga to the game.
Bro, he been doing stunts for Uncle
like
Drew.
If he don't look like that when we play one-on-one, I'm not going to play him. He better have that same wardrobe.
He might have a cut by then. You never know.
Nah, he got to
look
like that.
Sometimes he just wake up.
That nigga fuck around got a twin as raw as hell.
He not going to be in basketball attire. I can promise you that. Yeah,
he probably be in some Gucci lingerie or something. Nigga have a scarf around his neck tucked to the side like he about to fly a half plane or something, man. The nigga wild. Some pink shell toe Adidas and some lounge pants.
Hell no, bro.
It's all about fucking comfort with this guy.
And he might have a camera holding it while he playing the whole time. He gonna die.
I know he don't hoop, bro. Y'all saying too much that he gonna do.
You right, bro.
He gonna hoop with a camera in his hand. Don't believe. He gonna do this.
Don't believe
like,
shit.
Like, bro, there's no way.
You know the game that you shoot when you go to the fair? They don't let him play that shit.
Boy, I remember that time they banned that nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga got no. That nigga won every teddy bear on that motherfucker.
That nigga so uncomfortable back there because he know y'all lying on him, bro. Look at him. I've been watching him the whole time, bro. He over there shitting bricks.
Why you watching him? Because,
bro, that's the nigga I got to worry about, bro. If he was over there confident, he over there nervous.
Sugar,
bro, that nigga over there
shit. Go on and talk about something else.
Yeah, change the subject, bro.
Yeah,
man.
Where we doing this? Shit, Amazon Prime got some good shit on it. That's some good black people movies on there, bro.
Hey, Unhinged, y'all watch that on Amazon
bro,
Prime.
But once Amazon figure out you black, they show you all kind of shit. James Brown, Live in Zimbabwe. It don't even be 1976. Yet. Shit you never even heard of.
That shit's true.
We got a little
bit. Drill Nicole and Lex P put me on that Unhinged.
What is that about?
Russell Crowe, the nigga get in the road rage. That shit good as fuck.
It's a movie or a series?
Come on, that dude that followed that girl?
Yeah.
That movie good as hell.
That shit good as fuck.
That movie good as hell.
You a fuck with that Amazon Prime.
Yeah, that movie real good.
All right, bet.
It's a good movie.
You fuck with it? You got a movie out?
Yeah, we got Day After Quarantine. You on that?
Oh, yeah, I know.
He did everybody move.
Huh? I said that.
Now we're doing quarantine.
I'm on Tubi, man. I'm on that Mama D show, but I ain't really want Mama D. They just put that out, bro.
Stop trying to act like you ain't want Mama D.
I didn't want Mama D,
bro. Bro, you was on Mama D.
For the love of Mama D?
It's called the World Love Affair, but I did that when I was 6 months in the living down here. They asked me to do it.
So you were still homeless?
No, I wasn't homeless, bro.
You trying to move in with Mama D?
Nah, bro. I did move. I had to sleep on the couch.
Bro, you was plotting.
That nigga was just doing shit. He just wanted to crit.
Bro, Mama D. Everybody who don't know Mama D. So that was like the first to me, big thing I did is when I moved to Atlanta, like everybody know Mama D.
Yo, but I forgot to introduce you as a reality TV star, man.
I ain't no reality TV star.
But you was on reality TV with Mama
oh,
D.
Oh shit, it's Mama D.
That what you said when you
saw? Nah, hell nah. I like shit. I had other opportunities at the time. All I had was Instagram. I'm like, I'm about to get on this one.
He was on that crying. He was trying to be with Mama D.
No. Mama D really, she got a little fat ass, though. I wouldn't hit, though. She had
don't
a fat
disrespect.
Ass.
Don't disrespect.
No, I'm not. Mama D had a fat ass.
Scrappy going to choke slam you. Come up,
but you know what's crazy? Cause I got
he going to choke slam you,
bro. Don't say that. I swear to God, this weekend, I got a whole song with Scrappy.
Oh, he going to come out after this.
He gonna say, and the nigga was in my face. No, hell no, bro.
He I'm was like, all in my fist naive, man.
No, I ain't want it, though. I feel like it was some niggas on there that did want it, though. I didn't. I was just having fun.
You stay telling on another nigga.
That ain't that, bro. That's because I tell the nigga on
it. Yeah.
But tell another nigga shit that I think don't matter.
Damn.
If I say you like.
So, they, what's the name of the show?
The Royal Love Affair, I think.
Oh. Love in the title, but he wasn't in love.
So what you had got out of it? Y'all got paid and stuff, no?
Yeah, we got paid. But it was just like, it just came out though. Like
she
this
sent
year.
You home?
Which
fourth. One, bro? You said no, then yeah.
No, because I was going to answer that question. Then you asked me a question while I was thinking about his question. So
I'm
I said,
some more
yeah,
chips.
I got put on set up, dog. I got set home.
I'm
like,
eating snack,
like, it was like four episodes left. I got sent home then. So I lasted a little bit though.
How many episodes is it?
Probably like 14, 12, 12 to 14, I don't remember. It was a lot of episodes. I don't got there, remember. Well, I did that when I first moved here. That shit
but
just
shit,
coming out
gotta
right
think
now.
The first two episodes, don't nobody get sent home. They introducing the shit.
Yeah, you got sent home the first two episodes?
Nah, hell no. I lasted till like, I was like in the last three or four. I want to say four though.
How many niggas it started with?
It was like 12 of us.
But you want one of these?
13 of us. I don't got there, remember.
You want a Rice Krispies treat?
I don't remember that. No, hell no.
You was looking at the shit all hard.
I don't want that. This ain't got this motherfucking little ass Rice Krispie cheese.
Why you gotta eat
two or three of them,
bro? Cause that when you start wasting them, you get them goddamn regular size motherfucker, you don't eat the whole thing.
What?
Yeah. Shit, I do. My skinny ass. I eat all my food. I just don't gain no fucking weight, bro.
You lot. Will. How old are you?
Hopefully. What you mean? Look, these niggas think I'm young. I'm older than that. I'm like Los age. I might be older than you, Los.
You might be. Finally.
Fine.
Let these motherfuckers tell them I'm the oldest nigga in the world. You 48?
Nah, I'm 36. I just turned 36 in March.
You old as fuck, bro.
How old is you? 35? 34? Nigga, you
31,
close
man.
To me. You
don't believe
nigga.
My age to like, you gotta, when he
I'm
take 31. Your hat out, when he take your hat out, you be like, okay, I see the
I
30.
Just had a rough life.
No, I'm saying, like, he probably cutting them niggas looking like.
No, but I do a lot of videos with my hat off.
Why you do that?
Yeah, show Clay. Cause Clay don't believe you 36. Take it all the way out,
no. Man, you ain't even a zoom in on the phone. No, you ready, man. Shut your ass up. My daddy gave me this forehead. Before I take my head off, my daddy gave me this forehead. So that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, bro. I had this forehead when I was 19.
Okay, bro.
They better have it zoomed in quick. Well, you better be
all
quick.
Trust me, Joe got you.
Look,
that's
Joe
all
got
we needed.
That's it, Joe got you.
That's gonna be the thumbnail.
They gotta pick up the thumbnail.
Joe shit, made, but he good for that. I'm glad you pissed him off with that.
You should have never talked shit. That's the shot he gonna
use. No, why you looking like, yeah.
No, I'm saying, yeah.
But I don't care. I embrace my forehead, bro. Like, I always wear hats. I show this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I didn't roll. That's why I be, when I meet girls, I don't wear a hat when I first meet them. Cause I want to. Cause if I wear a hat every time and I go on a date and I take this motherfucker off, she gonna be like, what the fuck? I already know
you
she
can't
is.
Can't bring that over.
You can't bring it
so
on.
So you
gotta show this shit so she be like, when she see it, it's like,
she know what she fucking
she accepted it already, yeah. But if I'm like this and shit, like, that's why I gotta wear it. If you notice, I always wear my hat like this. Cause when I wear it like this, and you look through there, I look bald as a bitch. They be like, I take my shit off. They be like, I thought you was bald head. Bitch, I ain't
so
bald
you
head.
Closed the window.
Yeah, I closed the window, bro. I turned it sideways. Damn. That way you wear your hats like that. Because I don't want them to see, you know what I'm saying? If I ain't ready to express
it's
the
phone. It's a method to it.
But if damn, I wear man. It like this, they be like, they already, in their mind, I'm bald head already.
But
you
gotta
saying?
Embrace your baldness, man.
Nah, I can't do that, Chad.
You gotta embrace
it. I'm ready for that, low.
I mean, you already bald in the front.
Yeah, I am, bro. But I can still do this, nigga. I know how to take pictures, bro. I didn't practice angles and shit.
In a minute, you ain't gonna have no choice.
I be having niggas stand on tables and take my picture and shit, bro. You just gotta be.
Nah, man, fuck it.
You gotta wrinkle that mother. I don't know how my head gonna look without no hair on it.
Gonna look fucked up.
Now, your shit like perfect. Your shit.
Don't say that. Don't
shit,
do that.
Yeah, your shit
don't
different.
Do that.
I was trying to be nice, but that's don't,
you don't have
look
to.
Different.
You don't have to.
But I ain't gonna, it's I'm not gonna wait. You. I'd rather go bald here first then, like right
you
here.
You are?
Where you go bald at first? Don't say you are.
Right where you starting at?
But there's nothing wrong with this.
You crazy as fuck. Look how far your eyebrows are from your head.
No, but
that's what you're saying, bro.
Hey, I don't even got no eyebrows. But that's why my forehead looks so big. You be like, your eyebrows light,
you
bro. If I had Dawson, look how far your eyebrows is from your head.
Just put your
I tell you what. My eyebrows are a little darker. My shit wouldn't look that big.
Put your thumb on your eyebrow and then see if you can touch your hairline.
I got some big ass hands.
No, I'm saying, like, if you put your thumb on your eyebrow and then I bet you can't touch your hairline.
If I put what?
Put your thumb on your eyebrow.
I ain't finna do that shit, man.
I'm trying to figure it out.
That shit ain't gonna
reach. That shit ain't gonna reach.
I told you, nigga. That nigga about to do the itchy bitchy spy.
Y'all said nigga about to climb. That nigga finna get home.
You got two good summers left. Basically. You better enjoy
them. Nah, bro. My shit been like this.
It's gonna be.
How many years?
Bro, and I just
so before the 401k.
Bro, my forehead been this big.
Oh, okay.
My daddy head was like this. I was one of them niggas that had a big forehead. I used to roast me in high school and shit.
Come back in 2 years.
What? My shit gonna be the same.
No, it's not.
If my shit go there, bro, I'm gonna let my shit go till it come like that. I don't know.
Oh, hell, no.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I just wear hats then.
Okay.
Bro, I'm not. I don't know. I can't go bald like Los. I can't. I don't.
You don't. You need. Hey, man. The only reason
I'm
gonna
do that shit is stay in the house until my shit
goes
back.
At this point, is just to keep the sun off my bald head.
Bro, if Chico ever knew what he did, bro, like, there's, I'm saying,
it's hope for you. You better go and start growing your shit out now, though.
No, when I grew my shit out, that shit, nigga, that shit, the olive, like how I look on the camera, I gotta do this.
See?
When I do this shit, it look like I ain't got nothing but face. That's fucked up. Damn, it ain't nothing but face on that motherfucker. Look, I look like a cancer patient.
They
shit.
Pause it right there.
I look like 50 Cent on self-destruction on that
niggas
motherfucker.
Niggas gonna be like, when y'all have Tory Lanez on that bitch?
Put my shit back on, man. I just already exposed my head. Dog shit, we have Tory Lanez on.
He's talking about the truth.
Hey, you know how they be in the comment? Finally, they got Tory Lanez. Oh, man. I gotta watch this one.
Ask them what happened that night.
Channel85.com. Go get the app. You got an hour for free. We gave you what you wanted. Now give us some subscriptions to the app. $8.50, $8.99 with tax, $85 a year, channel85.com, 85 South Show. Get the app.
Well, see, this is what they don't know. The app really $3, but adjusted for inflation is $8.99. Yeah.
What Lo said. Get the app, man. Stop bullshitting.
We out of here, man.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.